Well, Michael, welcome back to Golfers on Golf, another edition here in 2025. And as so often has happened in recent years, Callaway has already come out with bigger and better and the new Elite line of clubs. Drivers are already getting a lot of conversation, but it's a full line. Tell us a little bit about it and maybe how it differs from Paradigm and the A1 Smokes.
Yeah, so great. We're having a lot of success early, some good tour use. The product will be in stores here in just any day now. We're obviously at the PGA show now, but the full Elite line, as you mentioned, it's drivers, it's fairway woods, it's hybrids, it's irons, and we're really excited about it. I guess we'll start at the top with the drivers. Four models, the core model, core Elite, our triple diamond model, which is a little bit lower spinning, very neutral. Our Max Fast, which is a little lighter weight for our, kind of what we call force challenge golfers, as well as our Elite X, which is really a kind of a draw bias, or you can make it a very draw bias model. So some of the key features of this, we have a brand new, what's called thermoforged carbon crown. This is an all new material, and really allows us to do some other great things from a CG, from an MOI perspective. The strength, the ability to bond it in the right way to the head, allowed us to push that crown even deeper towards the sides, really saves us a lot of mass and allows us to do the weight. Waiting where we needed to be, and we needed to be there because we did an all-new aerodynamic package this year. So this is the fastest drivers we've made in years from a swing speed perspective. People are going to notice some shape changes from where the what we call the ribbon or the back of it, the height of that is, to really keep that air flowing over the driver smoothly so every player can shoot their maximum. No matter what their swing speed is, we're going to help them get a mile and a half, 2 miles an hour faster through that aerodynamics. And then last but not least, we have the 10X AI face. And what that means is Callaway is a leader in artificial intelligence. We continue to do that with our supercomputer. And what this 10X allowed us to do is to refine the face smaller and smaller points. So in the past, we've ran that analysis. We can only put so many different points. We only pull and push that metal, if you will, in certain smaller ways. Now we've been able to do it literally 10 times. We also have to tie it to the manufacturing. Just because we can design it doesn't mean you can manufacture it. So it's that combination of being able to do the right testing, having the right people be able to analyze the data, having the supercomputer help with them, and then be able to match that from a manufacturing standpoint to really get the maximum ball speed, not just on the center. I'll be very forthright, right? The USGA has lots of rules. Almost everybody is at the limit in the center of the face. The real difference becomes what is the spin robustness or spin consistency? What is the launch consistency high and low on the face? What is the speed consistency across the face? So when you hit that, maybe a half inch toe, a little bit low in heel, that you're still getting a great result. So, really when you get right down to it, the player is going to see faster head speeds and much tighter dispersion because of all of that going in. So it's really, I hate to say it, but it is a speed story with a really tight dispersion. We're doing it in different ways, unique ways that only Callaway can do. And that's just on the driver. It really feeds into a lot of the technology we do on the fairways, the hybrids. Being my, fitting at the heart of what I do every day, we have a new hosel adapter on the hybrid. So we can do upright and flat now, really dial in hybrids from both a distance as well as left, right, to help the player more than ever before on that regard. The hybrids also have an adjustable heel and toe weight. And then we get in the irons. With the irons, we've got Elite, Elite X, Elite Max Fast, and really iron for everybody. We're really excited about something called Speed Frame technology. That's the inside of it, is created a structure, if you will, in such a way that allows us to push mass, push the face lower in the sole from a face cut perspective, stiffen and strengthen the top line to really maximize the bending of the face in a good way, to help maximize speed, and again, tying in that same 10X AI technology that we have in the drivers, that we have in the fairways, that we have in the hybrids, into each and every iron, right? We ask different things of different irons. Four iron is to get the ball in the air and to go far, right? A pitching wedge is different, right? We want it to be very consistent. We want to launch and spin and be able to dial that distance down really tight. So when we say we design it specifically, it's not just, that's for this set or this player type. We do that. We look at each individual loft in each model separately, differently, and optimize for what we want that club to do.
Well, you know, and I know you just touched on some of this, but I'm sure that one of the most frequently asked questions is going to be, well, I just bought a AI Smoke, or I just got a Paradigm 2 years ago. What am I going to see different if I go out and reinvest in the latest and greatest by Callaway Golf?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I get it on Twitter all the time. I get it in real life all the time. I always say the same thing. Go get fit. Bring your gamer with you, right? We play Leapfrog every year. In fact, we've got a big at the show, and you'll see it on our website, a big 8 yards longer with even more forgiveness tagline. We do a ton of testing, and that's against our AI Smoke driver. You know, because of the technology, because of the thermal forged carbon crown and everything we do with that, we are confident that players are going to see that in their data. I say that, but don't believe me. Prove it to yourself. Bring your current gamer driver, whether it's last year's AI Smoke or whether it's a 10-year-old another competitor. Get fit. Bring your driver with. You're going to see the data for yourself. Have your ask your fitter to show it to you. And then you get to decide, hey, wow, this thing is 10 yards longer. That's worth my money. Wow, my dispersion was 32 yards by old driver, and now it's down to 24 yards. That's a big difference. Or whether maybe they do, might do percentages depending on which launch monitor they're using. Ask your fitter, say, hey, I'm here, I'm excited about the new Elite product line, but I want to make sure I'm getting bang for my buck. Good fitters will not shy away from that. They want you to hit your gamer. They're going to see what you need, how they can help you improve, right? Is it a right bias? Is it a left miss? So all of that's going to factor in. So again, listen, I guess, but don't take my word for it. Bring your own driver, bring your own irons, and compare them side by side, and you'll know for yourself.
Well, one of the areas that I think even most equipment companies will tell you where you can still make a gain with their product is through the shaft. Tell us where Callaway is at on shafts and getting the right shaft with the right equipment head and making it fit to people's game.
Yeah, so obviously the shaft is very important. You know, one of the things that we stress is, again, getting fit. There's so many shafts out there. You know, the fitters are trained. They get lots of data. We help make sure they understand all the new things, whether it's, you know, the new Denali that we have going. We're really excited. We have a new shaft called Aratera. It's a really high premium shaft, and it's only a $100 upcharge, and so a great value that we're really excited about. It's had some tour success. Whether down to the new Vector steel shaft and our irons from True Temper. But what's most importantly is what's right for that player, right? So the main point of the shaft is two things. In a shaft fitting is two things. One, we want to maximize speed, and we want to maximize, or as close as possible, impact consistency. So that's what we really want the shaft to do. Different players react to different shafts in different ways. So Rory, a shaft may say, hey, it's a higher spinning shaft on the website. And that is for most people, but it might not be for you or for me. So just because it says that doesn't necessarily it's true for every player. Players react differently to different bend profiles, to different stiffnesses, to different weights. So again, trust your fitter, look at the data. But again, the main goal is speed and impact consistency when we do shaft fitting. And again, your fitter will walk you through that. Be very forthright. This one feels good, or I didn't like the way that one felt. That's good feedback. Obviously, the data will tell you some things, but you have to love that product from the grip to the shaft to the head. So again, great way to do it.
Let's talk professional player feedback. You know, a lot sometimes companies do things based on the feedback they're getting from their tour staffers, and it goes into the design. But then when it comes out, maybe you hear something, maybe you don't. What kind of feedback are you getting already? There's been four or five PGA Tour events this year. What has Callaway heard back from its staff players on the new line?
Yeah, I don't have those numbers in front of me. I think we had five players switch into the event immediately in Hawaii right out of the gate. Akshay, if I remember correctly. Xander, if I remember correctly. They've been testing it beforehand. We do a tremendous amount of player testing with tour staff and with, and hopefully no one's offended by this, average golfers. We bring them to our Ely Callaway Performance Center, our ECPC. And we have them test. We're testing old versus new. We're testing players with fast swing speeds, people with lower, people with high launch, low launch, high spin, low spin. And we're factoring all that into our design process. Again, because we have all for multiple heads, it's not just, hey, here's the new Elite head this year. Again, we're offering four models. And just looking at the driver, Elite, Elite X, Elite Max Fast, and Elite Triple Diamond. So we're going to find a head that's right for you and all of your listeners, which I know are you know, tuning in, hopefully going to go to the website and learn more about those. But yeah, we do get player feedback. You know, the great thing about tour players is everyone's swing repeats, but theirs repeats more consistently, more accurately. So we're really trying to dial them in, make them happy, because they want to see that performance as well. It's literally their livelihood. Obviously, you know, your listeners want to maybe go break 80 at their local club on Saturday. Xander needs to feed his family by this. It's a big deal for him. And again, we've got a lot of early adoption. We're excited.
All right. If people are getting ready to go to their pro shops. When can they, will they be able to start testing? Will there be some demo days in the next couple weeks with the new line?
Yeah, so what we call fitting PAR stands for product at retail, was January 17th. So right now, we're at the PGA show. Right now, they can go and get fit. And then it's also available for pre-order now. And then I believe we start shipping these at the very end of January. So we're almost there, not just for fitting, but to be able to go in and see them at their favorite golf shop, whether it's a pro shop or off course, like a Golf Galaxy or a PGA Tour Superstore or whatever they love at Club Champion or those type of things.
And I'm assuming a little more information for people who want to dig a little deeper, CallawayGolf.com?
Absolutely. We try to put as much information there as possible. You can always follow me. Literally reach out to me on Twitter, at VGolfMan. I'm on there, try to help people out with fitting questions, with product questions. We have a lot of great people in our customer service department as well. So you can send an email to that. You can also call. The number's on the website. I don't have that number memorized. But, yeah, we really try to make everybody informed. We want people to make educated decisions and they're buying again. We want people to get fit, try it for themselves, trust the data, trust your fitter, but ultimately they get to decide. We're super proud of the product. We'll put it head to head with anyone, but it's up to each individual. Again, we want them to be happy. We want them to be educated.
Michael Verska, thanks for joining us here at Golfers on Golf.
Thanks, Rory.